Welcome to the days of COVID-19 when getting in the car suddenly feels like an adventure. Oh, it's been a day. It's been a day that started early for me because I left my lie-in in bed and clambered downstairs so I could get some writing done while everybody else slept. That's when I had my first breakfast, which was a bowl of cereal. And it was a few hours later when everybody else got up. And then I had scrambled eggs on sourdough. And reluctantly headed into the garden, which was wet and 1 minute showery, next minute sunny, then mostly showery. There is so much work to do there. It's just patio purgatory. I must have moved close to 300 slabs. Some of them good and have been collected by neighbours who seem to really like slabs right now. Some of them busted up and mashed up and have to be carried out to the skip. So today I was mostly carrying stuff to a skip and throwing it in. Some great sounds, but it was so wet I didn't want to plug in these binaural microphones that I'm using now, and you can probably mostly hear car and a bit of my voice in the car. Then lunch, because breakfast was relatively late, was kind of skipped, and instead we had some tinned tangerines or mandarins, I think they were, with pineapple and a little bit of squirty cream on top. Then kind of mid-afternoon, just a day of consuming and sweating in the garden. Mid-afternoon, homemade cookies. There were four different types made, and I favoured the almond and raisin, which was mighty fine with an afternoon cup of tea. And now, on the kids' request, I'm driving a few miles to a place that is legendary for burritos. The TripAdvisor reviews look like they were paid for, they're that good. But I will be picking up muchos burritos for the family, with even a bit of nachos on the side. So let's see how that goes. And then I'm going to open a beer. And I'm going to enjoy a relaxing evening with a belly full of food. And once again, very little perception of time passing as it kind of stops and starts and flies by 1 second, and then the next moment you are in a zen-like moment. Nice to go for a drive though. Very nice to have an excuse to get in the car. They do deliver, but it would have meant waiting 2 hours, so this is by far a better option. Right then. Here we are.
And now, a personal favourite of mine, stay right here for another instalment from Documentally.
Collection for Pain.
Yes, are you a Christian, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes. Coming to you a bit earlier, we haven't spoken to you just yet.
Thank you.
I'll just ask your name to go here.
Great stuff, thanks.
Probably 5 or 7 minutes, if that's all right.
No problem. Yep, first time.
How did you know it was
a local recommendation, actually, a friend of mine. I said the kids wanted burritos and they said, have I been here? And I was missing out. Are you the number one user of avocados in St. Neots?
We may well be, yeah. When they think of avocados, you've always got to be thinking several days ahead. Because once they get soft, well, most of the ones in the shops, they're nowhere near used, even though they're, you know, ready to eat, they never are. So yeah, you've always got to be ahead of the game. And sometimes they're rotten when you open them as well. You've got to sort of legislate for that.
So to love. To love, hey?
Yeah, so what have we got? We have 3320. That should go through concept list. Up to 45 these days, just on the back there.
New limits makes it too easy. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. All the best.
I'm grabbing menu. I should have got one in the bag and I forgot. Just behind you on the window door, green thing.
Great stuff. Thanks again. See you again.
Bye.
Wow. Oh, I just dropped it. That's not good. The bag is so heavy. chance of that. Oh man, the handle's just ripped off the bag. It smells so good. Luckily the food inside looks good. So, jump in the car, speed it home. Amazing. So hungry. Smelt amazing. Right, get it back while it is warm. Raining again. The car filling with the sweet, sweet smell of Mexican food. I just left some slabs outside the house when I left. They're gone now. These people are like slab gannets. Right, let's try not to drop the bag again. I'm so ready for this. Burrito time. Who's excited?
Me.
Chicken burrito. I would love a glass of fizz. I think that's the perfect accompaniment.
I'm so happy.
Or beer. Okay, what's this one?
Mine. Look how big.
Yeah, I kind of dropped it all. Because the handle snapped on the bag, so there may be some guacamole leaking out of the side of there. I'm hoping it's still going to be okay. Let's try that. Yeah, a little bit crash tested there. Look at that. This is spectacular. Bon appetit. Right, first bite. Here we go. Oh wow. Oh wow. Yeah, definitely having this again. Mm. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Mm. What a feast.
What a fabulous feast. You do what? Cut burritos up. That's wrong. It is. It is just wrong. Burritos.
Oh, it's all spilling out.
It's tasty.
No,
it's
I want
it
to go like
it. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how?
So, 1 is. And 10 is. Yeah.
So we don't need to get them again?
No. Get them again.
What about you?
They were really good.
You're the worst reviewers ever.
Documentally. Burritos are now my favourite food. That's how good this was.
Only for tea dinner.
Wow.